Dang. Okay.
Are we started?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Independence Day.
Yes, I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
I hope that you got what you wanted from the 4th of July fairy.
You don't get anything from the 4th of July fairy.
What? I got what I wanted.
Fireworks.
I got what I wanted.
You got fireworks.
I've discovered that all I really need in life is a glass of sweet iced tea and a 12-second kiss. That's it. That's all I really need.
Really?
Yeah, for my happiness, I mean.
Okay. Your dad needs salt, pepper, and parsley.
My dad said all he needed was salt, pepper, and parsley. And
that's all you need.
Likewise. If you're not afraid of roadkill. I
Alrighty then.
Wow. Okay. All right, so we're going to play some more creepy songs today.
Oh, we are?
Yes, of all the people that said, hey, you didn't play my creepy songs! So,
people said that?
Songs that creep me out. Yep, and then we'll get on to the pool parties.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go.
These creepy songs are starting to depress me.
Get your pool party songs in, because we've gotten a few already.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
All right.
So, get your pool party songs.
Looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
I went prepared. For my father, there, that sounds better. I went prepared for my father for the 4th of July at my father's house. I had the portable player that I plugged my iPod into, and that I can put by the pool. And I had my Texas pool party songs, and I had regular pool party songs that were not country, in case we got sick of listening to Kenny Chesney. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then it was like cloudy. We still swim. Me and Helen still swim because she's a fish and she gets dried out if she's out of the water for more than 24 hours. So, so we went swimming anyway, but you weren't out there. Mm-mm. And then my dad came out there. My dad doesn't really care for music in the background at all, ever. I mean, growing up, it drove me crazy because I'm a kind of person that there's no point in getting in the car if there's no radio.
Why are we in the car?
Why do we, you know?
Yeah. The car is a conduit for music.
That's right. The only reason to get in the car is listen to the radio. And my dad is the exact opposite. There's no even need to put a radio in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, it never gets turned on ever. Mm-mm. So.
And there's no eating in the car either, by the way.
There's no eating in his car.
No.
I don't ever go and get in the car without a snack or a drink.
Something.
My cup holder has got burn marks on it. And figure that one out. So, we're kind of polar opposites when it comes to that. But anyway, the point is my dad was out there, my brother was out there, and so I had the music turned way down, and I really didn't get to enjoy the whole – and you weren't out there, which is what usually happens is my dad will come out there for a little while, and then he'll go in. And it's usually just me and Faith, and Faith laying around, gets sunning, and then me and Helen are playing in the pool. And sometimes my brother's out there if he's there. But it's more of a party atmosphere. And this time it was more of a conversation, which was nice. Mm-hmm. We had good conversation. We invented a baseball game in the pool. And we had a good time. Mm-hmm. But my point in all that is that my playlists were wasted.
Oh, that's too bad.
But no, it was okay.
I was very depressed because it was all overcast and crummy. And I was really looking forward to good sun time.
As much as Helen is a fish, Faith is a sea turtle. Because she loves to crawl up on the beach and just lay.
Lay like broccoli.
Lay like broccoli. And she'll put 150 proof on. Not 150 proof. What's the other thing?
50.
SPF. She'll put 150 SPF and a hat and a blanket as long as she can feel the sun on her.
I do not. I wear 30. You guys wear 50 because Helen gets burnt. But I wear 30 on my body. But on my face, I have like 75.
Right.
And I wear and a sunglasses and a big sun hat because I don't want my face to be.
You don't want to get cancer on your face.
I just.
Other places are expendable, but.
No, it's not about cancer at all.
You know, that's a big myth.
It's about age. I don't want to look. I don't want the sun to age my face and my chest. But my arms, I'm good.
The sun only can. It's like there's like deficiencies in certain vitamins that cause skin cancer. It's not really sun exposure itself.
Yeah,
it's a combination.
It's a myth.
It's a combination of things.
Okay,
and it's really up in there. I wouldn't say it's a myth. It's just scientists they're backing off the whole sun gives you cancer speech.
Oh, okay.
So it's interesting. Gotcha. Because a lot of people spent a lot of time in the sun and didn't get cancer. Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
even to this day.
With no sunscreen.
So.
Is that all you got?
No. Helen is gone, and I'm a sad person. I'm trying desperately not to think about it. Helen went off to camp for 4 nights, 5 days. She will not be back here till Friday afternoon. The good side of that is me and Faith have 4 date nights this week, which is awesome. And I've taken my vitamins. And we have, so we've got that to look forward to. But on the negative side of all that is that I'm going to miss my baby. And the bad thing about this camp is they don't let her call at night. There's no visitor's day for parents to go down in the middle of the week and say, hey. I mean, this is full on 5 days, no Skeeter Pie. When we were in Mexico, we called every night.
Yeah.
When she went to the other camp, we got to go see her for parent visiting day, and we got to talk to her on the phone. And this is just cold turkey. I can't do cold turkey, no Skeeter Pie.
Well, they're gonna send pictures.
That's just gonna make me miss her more.
Email pictures.
It's not a hug. It's not a conversation with my baby.
She was very excited.
Oh, she was so excited. She got her hair cut, and now she looks all pretty, and now she's going away.
She's always looked pretty.
No, but with that hair, she really looks older. This haircut makes her look older, and I'm having a tough time, people. I'm telling you. It's hurting. Daddy's hurting.
Yep.
Daddy's hurting.
It's a good thing that I'm good, because...
Oh, she's good. She's fine. Don't you dare let her call.
I did not.
Like, can she stay 2 extra days?
Oh, stop it. I am looking forward to the time that, you know, you got to have a break.
You're gonna be
as
bored.
A mother.
You're going to be bored. You're going to be calling me tomorrow from work. Okay, I'm bored. It's been like 4 hours.
And trust me, I won't.
I got nothing to do.
Your office may be in the laundry room when you get home, but I won't be bored.
She's doing it again. She's trying to kick me out of my office, and I'm telling her, this is right up there. This is an office, see? This is an office, not a dining room.
It is a dining room.
She's trying to work it. Anyway, so I guess we should start the show now.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, that's a good idea.
TubeLongSquirrels.com is better than pie.
That was her right there talking. I miss Robert. That's the way I like it. Okay. All right. So we've got Jen and Dave going off the deep end down there talking about all kinds of weird stuff. They were getting on me for not liking movies. I didn't like this particular short film.
Oh.
I had an opinion. I expressed my opinion, which is what I do, and they didn't like it.
Oh, well, they don't have to like it.
They said I wasn't sharing the love. I didn't love people. They said that I was a hater.
They did not.
They said I was drinking Haterade.
They did not.
Did too. They said I was not Christian-like.
Did you just say Haterade?
Uh-huh.
Did you just use an Ed Young thing?
Yeah, Haterade. It's not Ed Young's. He didn't coin that.
Whatever.
Anyway, I just want you to know that I do love you all, no matter what Jen and Dave say. Hey there.
Don't listen to Jen and Dave.
They don't know nothing about me. I love everybody except them. No, I'm kidding. I love Jen too.
Yeah, we love Jen.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, no, seriously. All right. So that was all just, yeah. They were just poking.
Jen just decided that you were reading too much into the little short.
And I can understand that.
That she was like, what? I don't even remember it.
I can understand.
It was too busy taking care of kids to pay any attention to it.
I mean, seriously, it was. I mean, I was more upset about the fact that we were there.
The point of our upsetness was that
we were already upset when that little short started.
Yeah.
And it just added to my frustration. It did not help.
The frustration.
If I'd have got there right when that short started, I probably wouldn't have even talked about it because I wouldn't have remembered it. It was just not.
But we'd been sitting there forever.
And besides, I had an opinion, and I thought it was an interesting take on the movie about dark. And it says
you
right
were right.
It says right in the Bible. Darkness has no fellowship with what? It says, you know, what
you
fellowship
were, you were right in darkness. In that, though, by
what?
The way.
What was that?
About light doesn't have fellowship with darkness. Thank you. You were right. I mean.
Thank you.
He was a little bit. I don't think he understood. He realized that he was being influenced by humanism.
Who?
Dave.
Oh.
In his, what he was saying.
That's right.
It was a little humanistic what we're he was saying
to,
there.
We're supposed to love our enemies, but that doesn't mean they're not our enemies.
Right.
Okay.
They're still our enemies.
You don't have to fellowship with them. You don't have to say that what they're doing is right to love them. Okay. You love them by telling them and sharing with them the
you
truth.
You love them enough to share the truth with them.
The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they can be free from religion.
But you don't have to give them haterade.
Preach liberty and fight tyranny
and don't,
with your every breath.
And don't drink the haterade.
Okay, you really, you're just going to keep throwing
I
that
am.
Out there. Okay.
I'm using it.
Can we get to the creepy song? Because that's what
I
people
guess.
Tune in to hear. They didn't come in to tune in to hear about.
They always want to hear about Dave.
Our little feuds.
They always
want
to hear about Dave. Yeah. They like Dave.
I love Dave. I love Dave. Dave keeps me honest. And here we go. Let's see. We got a comment from Linda. She says, I have some oldies like me that I think are creepy songs.
Okay.
If they will open. There we go. Come on now. Come on.
She's saying she's old.
This is from Linda Critchie.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Doo-doo-doo-doo. And they are still not coming up. Because Groovy Shark is low. Meanwhile, I'll go ahead and open. Let another one be opening. While that.
Oh, we're not going to listen to Linda's. Okay.
Oh no, I'm going to go ahead and start another, so we'd have to wait on them too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. All right, here we go. Have we not? We already played the first one, which was Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. Didn't we cover that one already?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. You know what?
What?
Oh, there it is.
Yes. I think we've played these. Did I not mark these played? Because I remember all of these songs.
Was I asleep? I don't.
They weren't marked played.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
We will play them again just to make sure. We'll teach them creepy songs.
So many a man's.
We'll teach them.
I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands.
Sealed his fate. So it's called Sympathy for the Devil. So there you go.
Okay.
Rolling Stones. They had a lot of creepy songs. There's a bunch of that. They just creep me out in general. Because if you've ever seen Keith Richards, I mean, he died in like 1972.
Mm-hmm. He did. Yes.
This is called MacArthur Park by Richard Harris.
Never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants.
Kind of silly, too. But his voice is very creepy, isn't it? Hey.
What?
You think it's creepy?
I'm just listening.
I know. Do you think
I'm
it's creepy?
I'm trying to hear the words.
Sorry. Oh, shut up.
The cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have.
Did he say bake it?
And I'll never have the recipe again.
Too bad. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's just bad songwriting there. This is called Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
Well, we're all waking.
let my baby be.
Everybody knows this one, right?
Took her away from me.
Yes.
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
By the way, you don't get to heaven by being good.
No, you don't.
No. Sorry. Good luck with that.
We all know this song. It's just kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's more sad than creepy.
Yeah. So maybe he's Jehovah's Witness or something. Don't they have to be good to get to heaven? Or is it the Mormons have to be good to get to heaven?
Mormons.
Catholics, too.
It's too bad.
And we've already played this one on somebody else's list. But we all agree it's fairly creepy. So thank you, Linda, for that good those good songs.
Those
there.
Are some I had not heard.
Those were good. Those were good.
Thank you.
And here we have Heretic Friends list.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Cold and wrathful, silent sleeper. I've been inside your bedroom. I've murdered half the town.
Alrighty then.
Wow. Notes on their headstones, I'll fill the graveyard.
Okay.
Until I have you.
Why would anybody listen to this?
Is that a love song?
Walking, I don't think so.
I smell
it's like it goes to the vampire movies.
Carnivorous and lusting to track you down among the pines. I want you stuffed into my mouth. Hold you down and tear you open. Live inside you. Love, I'd never hurt you. But I'll grind against your
bones
until our marrow.
Golly. Okay, that wins for like grossest song.
Most disturbing.
Most disturbing song sent to us. That's Ludo, the horror of our love.
Oh my. The Are you sure he's not a vampire?
Of our love by Ludo. Was it Ludo, the nice guy?
Invisible touch.
Who has an invisible touch? You have to admit, Phil Collins is kind of creepy.
Phil Collins.
Look at that song about I saw what you did
so
and Mama. Those were creepy
songs. Love his voice. Loved him in Genesis and I loved him solo.
Nothing could go wrong. And now I know she has the built-in ability to take everything she sees. And now it seems I'm falling for her. She seems to have an invisible touch. She reaches in and grabs my holy heart.
Okay, I see where he thinks it's creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. I don't know if
I still like it.
But this one's creepier.
Phil,
this wasn't on his list.
Oh.
I'm just saying, this is creepier. Because what's he talking about here? It's so airy.
I know, it's cool.
It's like this is like a haunted house.
Well, he's a drummer.
Theme.
It's got to be drums, right?
That's a drum machine, though. That's not even drums. Okay, this is on with his list.
Okay.
So that was Invisible Touch by Genesis. Mm-hmm. This is I Drove All Night by Cloudbox.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and cruel.
Sticky and cruel.
Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all night.
Who remade this?
To get to you.
Somebody did. Similar.
I drove all night, crept in your room.
Celine Dion.
Oh yeah, she did with Meatloaf.
To make love to
Wasn't that with Meatloaf?
No, I don't think so.
What'd she do with Meatloaf?
Is that alright?
Is that alright?
I drove all night.
No, that's just creepy. Don't climb in my room.
Creepier.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and cruel. should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I had.
So this actually happened. There was a she was in the astronaut program, and she was in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend was in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and she they had a fight on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't answer the phone. So she decided to get there as quick as she could.
Mm-hmm.
And in the astronaut program, they wear diapers for like certain things because they can't always just go stop and go potty.
Mm-hmm.
So she strapped on an astronaut diaper,
mm-hmm.
and drove all night,
mm-hmm.
to her boyfriend's house, where she got arrested for a domestic disturbance. And she had on her soiled diaper when they arrested her. Is that creepy?
A little.
What was she planning on convincing him?
She's stinky.
To stay with her?
She didn't clean up first.
When she showed up in a diaper?
Then thought maybe she should put her underwear back on?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I'd have had some Huggies wipes sitting there ready to go. Yeah.
Women, let the men do the chasing, okay? Because we can stop and pee anywhere. It's just less.
That's why the Lord made him able to chase.
That's why the Lord made us that way. All right, moving on.
Oh, boy.
That was all of his song. No, sorry. Ooh, almost missed this one.
It was homecoming night in my high school.
This is Julie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Julie Brown.
It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. As my best friend Debbie was homecoming queen. She looked so pretty in pink chiffon.
She looked fun.
Riding the float with her tiara on. She was holding this humongous bouquet in her hand.
Bouquet.
She looked straight out of Disneyland. You know what? Cinderella ride? I mean, definitely an e-ticket.
E-ticket.
The crowd was cheering. Everyone was stoked. I mean, it was like the whole school was totally coked or something. The band was playing Evergreen. And all of a sudden, somebody screamed. Look out! The homecoming queen's got a gun! Everybody run. Queen's got a gun.
Okay, it's silly. I don't particularly think it's that creepy, but funny. It creeped him out, so.
And that's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about, right. Okay, thank you, Heretic Fred, for your creepy songs. Now we move on to the Emperor of Kansas. That's right. Kansas has an emperor, and he listens to this show. He also has his own podcast at emperorsgroove.com. Wait a minute. Wait, I don't even know. If you just go to mylifeministries.org, then you'll find a link there to his show,
mm-hmm.
which no matter where it is, you'll get there. And that's important.
There you go.
So check out his creepiest songs ever. Now, there's a story behind this one. This one's called Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players. And he has a story behind it. During the instrumental portion of the song, a high-pitched scream is heard between 124 and 128. Okay,
we'll get there
and we'll check it out. This was Billy Beck, but according to the most common legend, it was the voice of an individual being murdered alive. While the tape was rolling, the victim's identity varies greatly depending on the version. Supposedly, sources of the scream have included an individual who was killed at some prior time. Her scream inexplicably recorded and looped into the track. Another version tells of a rabbit being killed outside the studios whose screams was accidentally picked up by the band's recording equipment. Highly implausible. Actually, it's not implausible. We've heard the rabbit scream. Let's see where we're at. This doesn't actually tell me where I'm at in the song, so. Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, we're coming up on it.
There it was.
Did you hear it? Here, we'll play one more time. I'll try fine. I'll crank it up.
There it went.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. So.
So the scream creeped him out.
So this is basic proof that teenagers need mm-hmm. more to do.
That's really.
Because if you're picking that out of this song, then okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's why this song is creepy to him. Let's see, what is it? The most widespread version of this myth, however, tells that Esther Cordette, who appeared nude on the Honey album cover, had been badly burned by a superheated honey used for the photo shoot, which occurred simultaneous with the recording session, and her agonized screams were inadvertently captured on tape. A further variation of the Cordette suffering permanent disfiguration due to the burns, she interrupted the band's recording session, threatening to sue, at which point the band's manager stabbed her to death in the control room.
Oh, boy.
This was proved impossible because Esther Cordette was still alive and healthy. All right, let's move on to the next song. So you always get more than you're expecting with the Emperor of
yes,
Kansas.
Yes, you do. That's why he's the Emperor.
That's why he is the Emperor. Royalty never lets you down. Well, not in Kansas anyway.
No.
This is rock and roll, and it's creepy because of the singer, Gary Glitter. Because Gary Glitter is extremely creepy. He was a child molester.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. He was arrested and sent to prison for that offense, I believe. I'll look up the official version here. Oh, he was found. He was convicted of possession of child pornography. So maybe he wasn't a child molester. He was just a child pornographer.
Poor guy. He was sick.
Hey.
Is he still making money every time they play this at a sporting event?
Probably.
In jail?
He's listed as a sex offender.
Oh. Okay.
Well, anyway, that's about all I have on him. I don't think the song itself is creepy, but I agree.
Well, that's what he was saying.
Have we had this one? Somebody else put this one on his list.
Every breath you take. Yeah, the OJG put this on his list.
Okay. This one's Kevin Mack's Existence. And his only excuse for these, for Sting and for this one is, he's obsessed enough already. I mean, he says, I'm paranoid enough already, I don't need his kind of help. So, he thinks this is creepy.
You come into the threshold of another starless night of fear. You're running from the demons that would drag you down again. Illusions of the world are spinning out of time and frame.
Definitely creepy. This one, I've always thought this was creepy. Everybody thought this song was sexy. I did not. I thought it was creepy, even when it first came out. It bothered me. Mainly because of the part where she says, whatever you need, I'll be whatever you need me to be, or something like mm-hmm. that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whatever you want me to be, I'll make you sleep with me.
To make you sleep with
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
It's creepy. And it's got that little, that's spooky there. Okay, that ain't sexy.
Yeah, but teenage boys are like, oh, she could do anything you forbid.
That girl says she's going to do it.
They're stupid.
They're tame butterflies?
She's gonna capture him. No wonder teenage boys liked it. She's gonna capture me.
And in their defense, they didn't write it to be a love song.
No.
It was supposed to be creepy. So.
Right.
This is called Walking on Air by Curlee. From the album Love is Dead.
That's a good sign for you.
Never. never heard of this one.
There's a little creepy house in a little creepy place, little creepy town in a little creepy world, little creepy girl with her little creepy face.
So basically the song is creepy.
Yeah.
And it's about creepy things.
Uh-huh. There all you go. Creepy all the time.
All creepy all the time. Well, we can't play. He sent me a note. Hold on. Let's see what his note says. He just added some, but I played the ones he added.
Oh, okay. So you got those covered there.
Oh, and then When Doves Cry. He added When Doves Cry, which was not on his list. All right. Is When Doves Cry creepy?
Well, you know, it's hard with Prince. It just... I can't...
Is it creepy? I don't know. I mean, it's definitely not normal.
Well, he's not normal. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think it's creepy.
Maybe the music, maybe, a little bit.
I mean, it's about his childhood, and it's about this turmoil. It's about him trying to fall in love and deal with who he is. But that part's creepy.
Yeah. That he does it himself is amazing to me. What can't he do musically?
Of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
Okay, stop. You're grossing people out.
All right, we've got one more show left of creepy songs. We've got Minion of God, Colleen Lanigan. We've got Jim from Cleveland. We have Scott Cirrhosis, and we have Jeff Musick.
All right. We already did Jeff Musick.
Did we?
Yes.
We did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. This is just a note saying you didn't play my songs.
Oh. We did.
We did, but he saw that. Oh. Hold on. Let me turn that off. Stop. He sent me this.
Very enlightening conversation.
I have no idea what this is.
We are millions of them. There are millions of we.
There is no is this? Like alien music?
They're underwater. They're bubbling.
See,
bubbles.
I wouldn't listen to this long enough to figure out if it was creepy. Mm-mm. So, okay. So
that's just bizarre.
It's Opu Obai from Jeff Musick.
Goodbye.
And thank you for sharing that
very
with
interesting.
Us. I'm not exactly sure what that was about. But all right. So we don't have him. We still have Scott. We have the others we listed that we'll play next time on the show. And that will wrap up Creepy Songs. Please stop sending me creepy songs. Done with the creepy song. I want to get on something fun and summery, like the pool, pool by the pool songs. That'll be fun. Pool party songs. So we're looking forward to that. Meanwhile, excuse me. What? I don't understand why.
It's time to eat.
Yes, it's time to eat. But I don't understand why my, I'm going to have to reset this because it won't play my outro. So I guess I'll just have to end again this time by saying Vios con Dios, and I'll have
Vios
to
con Dios.
Reset my outro for you later. It goes, dum, dum, dum. This show is a message of mylifeministry.org. We're Christians, and we like to be Christians and podcast too at the same time. Thank you. All right.
Is that your invitation of John? Really?
Yeah.
That's the way he talks. John Wilson talks like this. You can listen to John Wilkerson podcast at JesusGeek.info.
Sounds like a moron.
Exactly.
Wait, who you call a moron? My name's John Wilkerson. I'm not a moron. I got 9 kids. and a job. I'm not a moron. I live so far north and there's penguins in my yard. I homeschool and we look at stars.
And I got you're so gonna get paid back for that.
JesusGeek.info tattooed on my forehead.
Huey's gonna get you.
And this sounds just like me. This is just, if you want to listen to my podcast, it sounds just like me.
She's crying. I'm just killing her. All right, everybody, Vas con Dios!
Vas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.